Town meeting day is the time when school budgets are decided, but for districts fighting forced mergers under Act 46, a cloud of uncertainty hangs over this year's time-honored tradition. The state and the school boards were hoping for some degree of clarity heading into next week, but as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains, no one is really sure how this will all play out.
So this is the way things were supposed to happen. After the State Board of Education ordered some school districts to merge in November, organizational meetings were scheduled. The state hoped that voters at those meetings would elect transitional school boards to oversee the mergers and finalize budgets for the newly combined schools. But that's not the way things worked out at the meeting in Brattleboro this week.
Mr. Moderator, I move that we postpone all remaining agenda items, and I would like to have a chance to speak to my motion.
That's Andy Davis. He lives in Brattleboro, and he's a staunch opponent of forcing school districts to merge. State regulators asked every district that's facing a forced merger to hold a transitional meeting, but the state is powerless to control what happens at those meetings, and that gave opponents of mergers an opening. At just about every meeting across the state, merger opponents like Davis were able to postpone the meetings just minutes after they started. Davis's proposal to put off any decisions until at least April 2nd was overwhelmingly adopted. The problem is town meeting is coming right up, and Franz Reichsman of Brattleboro said voters deserve to know what they'll be expected to pay for their school next year.
Whether it should have been postponed in the first place, I don't know. And whether there should be a merger of the district, I don't know. But I do know that we have to get down to the business of creating and then passing a budget, whether it be for the unified school district, if there's no action in the courts or the legislature, or whether it be for individual school districts. However that goes, I think we have to get started on it now.
The Act 46 issue inflamed passions across the state, and Reed Miller of Dummerston said it's tough to make decisions when there's still uncertainty and hard feelings. Everyone's waiting for a Franklin County judge to make a decision in the lawsuit that challenges forced mergers. If he issues an injunction, the forced mergers could be put on hold. So Miller said it made sense to wait.
We have a rift. And there's been a lot of hurt and a lot of pain going through this process. And I suggest that if we allow ourselves to come together after that decision is made, then we're all working in the same direction.
But it gets even more complicated. Individual school boards within the same merged districts are approaching town meeting day with their own strategy. Here in the Windham Southeast Unified Union School District, Dummerston prepared a budget for its own elementary school that will go before voters at town meeting. But in Guilford, which is in the same merged district, the school board is waiting until either the courts or the legislature sets some kind of a clear path forward. So Guilford residents will not vote on a school budget at all at town meeting. So I asked Superintendent Lyle Holliday what will happen if Dummerston has its own budget and Guilford doesn't, and the rest of the district is waiting for a resolution.
I really do not know. We'll have to get legal advice how we move forward with this.
Holliday says it will be hard at this point even scheduling a special meeting before bills start coming due in July. The uncertainty is already causing problems. She said the district has been told not to hire any new staff, and there's no way to issue next year's teacher contracts until there's a budget in place. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.